This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street right in downtown Manchester. You are listening to The Pulse 1077. Remember, you can always stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com, and it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. So welcome back to Food for Thought. Hi, Tracy.
Hello. How are you today?
Very good. Very good. And we're going to just right away welcome on Steve Freeman.
Hi.
Our every other week host with us, shall we say. We kind of tend to talk about all different subjects, and it's very fun.
I like that.
So we enjoy that. So, yeah. So how's everybody's week been?
Pretty good. Nothing much to speak of, except that it's warm.
I know.
And that makes me happy.
It's like crazy.
It's the opposite of my kids. My kids are very sad that it's not snowing yet and that it's not cold because for some reason they're crazy. But it makes me very happy for it to be warm. I didn't even wear a jacket in today.
Really?
Just my sweater.
So it's that warm out there.
Yeah. Well, it's a little chilly, but.
But it's seasonably warm for mid-December. It's so nice.
Nice.
But I promise you, the snow is coming. I tend to feel it. And I swear yesterday, two or three times, every time I got out of my car at different jobs, one flake fell. I'm like, where's the other one? I can just feel it.
Yeah, it smells like winter and it smells like snow, but definitely.
It's true. It is a smell.
Yeah.
It's true. It
smells
does.
Like winter.
We're going to pay for all this warm
weather. No, don't say that.
It just
El Nino.
It cannot.
It's El Nino.
Snow on the 20th, so I can fly out.
Oh, well, I'm voting for January 2nd, so.
Great.
I always like a white Christmas better.
Yeah, no, it makes it more, you know, well I'll be on the beach, but, you know, for you guys, yeah, it definitely
yes,
needs
right.
to be a white Christmas.
Don't
but
you
no,
want to
I
come back to
you.
Snow?
Well, I'm sure I will. January 4th, I come back.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
And for those who are celebrating other holidays,
that's right.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yes, that's right.
Another green Hanukkah. Not a white Hanukkah.
Right. Gosh. So you celebrate Hanukkah, Steve?
I celebrate in as much as that I talk about it, discuss it, and try to learn what it really means.
Okay.
And I light candles. I actually have a couple of menorahs. They've been given to me over the years. I'm not a practicing faithful of any religion, but I do. My dad was Jewish. My mom was Catholic. So I always say I was raised confused, and I truly am, because that's what it was like. It was always religious conflict, not in a bad way at home, but dad would say, so what'd you learn at catechism today? And I'm like, I don't even like going, Dad. I don't know what I learned. Really. He's like, good.
So, you know, I remember catechism. I used to go when I lived in Manchester. We'd go down to St. Joe's Cathedral. I lived way on the top of Lowell Street.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend and I, we used to walk. Actually, I think, no, they used to drop us off. And we would pretend to go in the doors. And then we'd watch them drive away. And then we would sneak out and we'd go downtown.
Oh, we did things like that, too. I actually remember.
Lovely.
I don't know what the age was, but I started playing with cigarettes at the time. So we would hide, like, behind the rectory hall or the church. Whatever it was, I'd be like, I feel like I'm sinning. I'm on God's property smoking a cigarette. And our parents, my girlfriend and I, not girlfriend, but my friend, female friend, whatever, it's 12, 13. I don't think I had a girlfriend. We'd be like, yeah, but we won't get in trouble because we'll air out by the time our parents pick us up.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Oh my God, this is just wrong.
Is hilarious.
So there is a little bit of a naughty side to Steve Freeman.
No, a big bit.
We thought you were very good.
I mean, I'm responsible. I'm a responsible naughty elf, but
we all have those moments.
I guess that makes it okay. A responsible naughty elf.
Right.
I like that.
Naughty. I think naughtiness is healthy. For most people. I have this.
Please don't tell my children that.
Well, we have adult listeners, I hope.
Yeah, right now we have adults.
Yeah, listeners. But no, I was talking to coworkers about how, you know, you just have to get this flirting and this naughtiness out, because if you keep it all in, it ruins you. So it's nice to share it with certain coworkers who can enjoy a good laugh, and that's all it is a good laugh. That's really what naughtiness is, is doing silly stuff to make somebody laugh or yourself laugh. So
we all have that just a little bit.
It's healthy. It's healthy. I don't think we'd be getting along as well if we didn't all have a little naughty elf inside of us.
This is true. It makes life so much more, you know, merry.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
That's right.
So do we have a food holiday today?
We do. I thought of you, Steve, when I saw this. It's a Terra Madre Day. Do you know what that means? Terra Madre Earth Day. It's always December 10th. It is a worldwide, I never heard of this.
Me either.
I'm glad Steve hasn't either, and you too. A worldwide celebration organized by Slow Food to connect, to reconnect communities with local food.
How is this the sixth year or 27th?
You know, it doesn't say. It just says a worldwide, it doesn't say any date or when it started. Terra, T-E-R-R-A, Madre, M-A-D-R-E Day. A worldwide
Madre.
There we go. Yeah.
So read it one more time, what it is, because I don't quite get it still.
A worldwide celebration organized by Slow Food to reconnect communities with local food. So it sounds like it's an organization, Slow Food.
I gotcha. Okay.
So
Slow Food, I actually don't know exactly what it means, but I know I cook slow food. you think of fast food?
I think he's serious, Tracy.
Okay.
I am.
Because I cook really slow, too.
Well,
I don't.
Cooking real food is what cooking slow food, I think, really relates to, as opposed to the fast food movement.
Yeah. So no shortcuts. Everything
from
scratch?
No, not even shortcuts. No. It's local. Making real food with real ingredients.
Okay.
Where, fast food is typically processed and not healthy for you. Slow food is knowing your food source, appreciating it, and working it together. There's a great quote, I wish I could remember it, that Julia Child said, "You can't make a bad dish with real food." And it's kind of true.
I like that.
It's kind of true, because I
have. It's hard to make something natural taste really bad.
True.
Well, here's to the slow food movement, which I think we all should be part of, is, you know.
Definitely. Well, having you on, it really, you know, I know it certainly reminds me to, you know, I started going back to the farmers markets, and I never, you know, I would go, but not as regular as I did this year.
Yeah.
So for people who don't know who you are, just introduce what we're talking about, the co-op, the Manchester co-op.
Manchester Food Co-op.
Yeah, so I'm a Manchester native. I've been in the city all 46 years now. I just
46.
Had a birthday. Yes.
When was your birthday?
The first.
Oh, happy. We're not too far apart.
Sagittarian, the archer of love, and the cusp of the cycle, which is the first. So
I'm the cusp on Scorpio.
Yeah.
Interesting.
longtime Manchester native. I'm a board member, vice president of the Manchester Food Co-op, which is an up-and-coming food cooperative, which is a grocery store that will be open like any other grocery store, you know, 363 and a half days a year sort of thing. And our commitment is to stock on the shelves like a farmer's market. So whatever we can get locally year-round will be on the shelves. We're starting to develop more and more relationships with farmers, growers, producers, et cetera. And then the long-term mission of the Manchester Food Co-op is to have several of these stores, I don't know when, but in our lifetime. We have to be profitable at our first one first, and then we'll be followed by when we generate more income in our store, we'll be able to contract with farmers, help them build structures and buy acreage so that they can commit a portion back to the co-op and also expand their bottom line and their growing season. So instead of growing tomatoes for whatever the week, the season is, 4 months of summer, we can help them finance a hoop house and they can grow year round now. And the benefits come back to our membership.
And the other thing that's different from a regular grocery store is it's owned by the people, by its members.
The profit goes back into the store. We try and run it as tight as possible to keep the bills paid. It's not technically a non-profit, but the profit goes back into the store, and member owners have the ability once a year at our annual meeting, which we had Tuesday night, to say, all right, we made, you know, $8 million this year, $600,000 was profit. Do you all want a dividend based on how much you've bought into the, how much you've supported the co-op with your weekly groceries? Or do you want to keep it in the store to keep our balance sheet positive? And 9 out of 10 co-op members say, I don't need the $72 dividend check. Keep it in the store. Because it's not like a stock share of Apple. It's not that lucrative.
If it was $50,000, maybe.
Right. But it's a wonderful incentive when you buy into – this co-op for $100, you're going to think twice about, am I going to go to this store?
Right.
Yes, it employs all my local people, but the co-op pays better wages. They have a lower carbon footprint. We're better to the environment. We support all the people that were on the, you know, the sports fields with our children and whatnot. So it's really more than a grocery store. It's about keeping your dollars circulating within your local economy, mm-hmm. which is a really long, complicated thing to get into. But the bottom line is it keeps your community strong with people working, people on off the streets of homelessness, et cetera. So it really has a long-term goal to make our community a better place to be.
One more to say to that.
So we have great gift memberships. You can sign up online, manchesterfood.coop. All our merchandise is online. It's all made locally as possible. Our bags are made in Bedford. Cutting boards were grown in southwestern New Hampshire. Our felted pea ornaments were handmade in Lineborough, New Hampshire. Our T-shirts were screen printed in New Hampshire. I don't think there's T-shirts.
Everything, and they're very soft, too.
Yeah.
Because you said they were all made out of plastic.
Well, 50% recycled water bottles and 50% recycled organic American-grown cotton. And it took a long time and a lot of vendors. Well, we got this great shirt. You know, it's made of bamboo and from Indonesia. I'm like, I really want to keep the money in our country if I can't keep it in our community. So there's very few T-shirt manufacturers that we could find.
And like I said, it's extremely soft.
Yeah.
You know, it's different than the normal T-shirt.
And I'm always looking for different materials of more sustainable plant-grown materials. They're using a lot of that now. I can't remember the fiber that comes out of one of these plants, but it's starting to show up in apparel. And also I'm test driving right now a log carrier made from the same material or a similar material. Actually, I'm test driving a couple of that we make our tote bags out of because I was, you know, it's fire season time. So I ripped apart one of our co-op bags and I said, this can be a log carrier if I do this, this, and this. I went to the company in Bedford, New Hampshire, EnviroTote, which is a great organization. I said, can you make one of these? And I did some things together, drew it up, and they said, yeah. So I'm test driving it now and making notes, and then we'll be selling them hopefully by January.
Nice. I love that. Stuff I would never think of.
I know. That is like, that's pretty cool.
And I looked at the price online. I'm like, I'm not paying $120 for a canvas tote to carry wood 15 yards from my backyard into the fireplace. So I think we'll be able to get them to market for about $35, $40.
That's awesome.
And it's all local.
Community.
It's keeping the business in Bedford running, which keeps, you know, those people in our tax system and our schools. It's really like that. I don't know if it's trickle down economics. I don't know what it's called, but it's really powerful. What your dollar can do more than who your president is or who your mayor is. Vote with your dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Listeners, you are listening to The Pulse 107.7. It is Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Steve Freeman is in the house with us. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy, live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. We are in studio with our very own Steve Freeman. And let me see, I just want to remind people, next Wednesday, I talked about this last week, right here at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester, we're having our Kids Tower of Toys. And directly above our studio here, there is a Tower of Toys. It's like a whole glass case. You can come into the Midtown, into the Beacon Building, you can come have lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can add to our tower. What we're looking for is a new children's unwrapped toy to add to the tower. And just to remind people, too, that, you know, sometimes, you know, the younger kids get a lot, and we just try and think, you know, if you are planning on coming or if you're going to, you know, come and bring some toys, you know, just think sometimes of the older children. But it's next Wednesday, December 16th, we're going to have a little party here from 5 to 8. There's going to be appetizers. There's going to be beer and wine. We even have live entertainment. And again, you can come in and add to the Tower of Toys. Learning Express this year is going to be donating a few toys for us. And this year's Kids Tower of Toys is going to benefit the families in transition. And then schools around here locally, McDonough, Hawesville, Gosler Park, and Northwest Elementary for families that are in need. So right here, local, 814 Elm Street. Be here next Wednesday, 5 to 8. It should be a really fun time. So, and then just one other thing before we continue, because one of the informational sessions is tonight, the New Hampshire Food Bank. If any of you out there are looking to, you know, change your occupation or you're interested in doing something culinary, the New Hampshire Food Bank has a great training program. It is free. It is for 8 weeks. And tonight, December 10th, and Wednesday, December 16th, they're having an informational session. You can go to nhfoodbank.org and find out a little bit more about it. Chef Jason over there is, he's amazing. And the brand new space, well, it's been a few years now. I keep saying brand new.
It's beautiful.
It is gorgeous, right?
I would love
to work there. Isn't it? Oh. You know when you're in culinary, you go into places like that and it's like, oh my gosh, look at that, look at that. You know, it's really cool.
I'd like my kitchen at home to have that sort of stuff.
Right?
It's a great,
cool. Yeah, so if any of you, and like I said, it's free. The 8-week program is free.
Which is unbelievable.
It is
There's
unbelievable.
Nothing like that anywhere.
Yeah, and you learn from, you know, A to Z, everything about culinary. And you're constantly preparing foods during that week of your school for the community as well. So,
you know, the Hanukkah bush in my head just started blinking. Just as you said that.
He's wearing a bright blue shirt too, or a blue shirt.
It has the twinkling lights on it. I've said for years, we could all become better cooks at home if you took a couple of classes on what it's like to learn to work in a restaurant and learn all the tricks. So here's an opportunity. It teaches you in 8 weeks what chefs do, what these famous chefs you see on TV do. But not only that, it teaches you how to use a knife, how to be safe with cleaning things in your kitchen, how to prep real garlic and make it easy and not buy the processed stuff in a jar. So I would encourage a lot of people to take this class, and you'd be amazed. I say this because I love to cook, and people are like, how'd you learn? I'm like, I just do it. I just continue to try to make food taste better. When you learn a couple of these tricks, it relieves the stress of cooking, except the in-laws at holidays. There's no class for that.
Oh, Donna from Delaware talks about that. It's so funny.
It is funny.
Well, you know, speaking of that, learning about working with different ingredients and such, Daryl and I, 3 times a week, we work with Blue Apron. Mm-hmm. We get that box delivery. I don't know if you've seen my pictures I post on Facebook. And, you know, they teach you how to work with different food items. Like, I've never worked with a celery root before. Do you see that picture? I'm showing them a picture of a celery root.
The photography on this is gorgeous.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah. I mean, all these pictures are all things that we have made. And they give you step-by-step instructions. They're all local ingredients to where they are. They buy all local. And have you ever had celery root? Have either one of you used it?
No.
I've had it in saute dishes, and I was just reading about it this week, actually, that when you're making your stock for chicken or vegetables, use celery root, not celery, because celery imparts a bitterness, where celeriac imparts a more sweetness.
Interesting. Mm. Well, this recipe called for using a celery root. It's very, and it shows you right here, step by step, how to peel it and chop it up. And I basically chopped it up into, you know, pieces like this, just like little bite-sized pieces or straw pieces. It doesn't really matter. And then you submerge it in water, boil it like you would mashed potatoes. And then I mashed it up and then added all these different ingredients that come with the Blue Apron, ingredients that I've never even heard of. But from what I can, you guys have my papers, but we mashed it with cream cheese, some salt and pepper, and certain spices in there to match like the main entree. Mm-hmm. It was delicious.
So
like, mashed.
They don't make the food for you?
No, we make it.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Yeah,
you see on the back of those, it's all the step-by-step instructions.
And they send every ingredient.
They send every ingredient except for salt, pepper, and olive oil.
And where does this come from?
BlueApron.com.
Is that
flip that over, Steve. See? That's actually the celery on the front, the picture. That's the mat. Doesn't that look like rice?
That's awesome.
That's the celeriac. But it's really, really good. We love it. And, you know, and we don't have any restrictions on what we like or don't like. And so I don't, you know, because you can say you're a vegetarian or you don't like chicken or you don't like fish. We just have it all. And they pick the plates for you.
We've been trying
so many different
things.
Yeah,
it's cool to try new things.
It
we do that a lot.
Really cool.
And easy, difficult?
So easy. Step by step. Anybody can do it. But I'm learning to work with different ingredients.
Yes.
And you know, I get these ingredients. I'm like, what the heck? I've never even heard of this spice or heard of this particular, you know, sauce or oil or it's
and a lot of times that's why a lot of people, I know myself included, are afraid to try new recipes because the moment you have to walk into a grocery store and try to find these things that you've never had before, or maybe right. your grocery store doesn't have them, so then you have to go from store to store to try to find them, or a specialty store to try to find them, then you're like, yeah, this is just too much work. But I think that's why it's so cool to try these different things and have them just delivered right to your doorstep. I still haven't tried it, but I don't know if it would work for a family of four.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. You can look it up.
Increase the portions. I know I'm a different bird. I go to a store, I'm like, oh, what's this? Like Buddha's hand. You know what this thing is?
I saw that.
It is the craziest.
It is
the ugliest looking thing. It's a lemon. It looks like a lemon that has
hands,
28 fingers on it.
Yeah, I think I saw something.
It's ugly.
Like that.
So I go in the store. No, I didn't buy that because I Googled it and like, what can I make with this? I'm like, that's nothing I'm gonna do. But I recently bought jicama. Because you see
we
it,
just
you, hear,
work with jicama.
You hear about it. So I buy it, then I go home and play with it. And
two nights
out
ago, that's what we
it.
Had.
Yeah.
So I think you don't cook that.
No, you can eat it raw. You can put it in a soup.
That's how ours was. It was like a little. It was so good. How did you cook yours?
I shredded it and made it into a salsa.
Nice. Yeah. Wasn't it good?
Oh, it's awesome. Good. So speaking of salsa, so I'm still doing this commit to get fit thing. I'm not. I'm alcohol free. I'm grain free still.
For how long?
I'm in my third week of alcohol and grain free, and I have
so
no.
Smart.
I'm, you know, I committed to do this program. I haven't committed
this is
to
at
get
the executive.
Yeah, haven't committed to get in the gym every day, which I don't understand why. But I'm not straying off my diet. It was my birthday. I got cake. I got cookies. I gave it away. I didn't even taste a bite.
That's willpower.
And it's incredible willpower because I'm going to Miami first week of February, and I want to be beach ready,
svelte.
Beach body ready sort
svelte.
Of thing. So I made salsa. It was a recipe, and I always make salsa myself, but I haven't in a while. And I used too many jalapenos, so it's a little spicy. But then I was like, why did I make this bowl of salsa? I'm not going to eat it with chips because I'm thinking inside the box, that's how I eat salsa. So what do? Every night I'm cooking my vegetables and protein. I just throw a big pile of salsa on my stir fry, and I'm like, this is great.
Delicious.
Breakfast on the weekend with poached eggs on
Slap
roasted vegetables
on.
And
you
greens.
You can put them on anything, but really, when you think about it.
So okay. Salsa to me has just changed from a dip to a condiment.
That is, that's...
Because I made 10 tomatoes worth. I made a ton. I was like, what am I doing with this?
And then you added jicama to it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep.
Do you know what I've put salsa in? I've cooked with it before. I haven't made it in a while, so I'll see if I can remember it. It's basically shrimp in a pan with... you don't have to use this, but I use turkey kielbasa, a little bit of turkey kielbasa with salsa.
Yep.
And you just kind of... saute it all up together in a frying pan, and then get a sweet potato, bake it, cut it open, and you put the mixture of the salsa, the shrimp, and the turkey kielbasa on top of the sweet potato, a little tiny dollop of sour cream, and I put some seasoning in the pan too, and then sometimes I'll do a little extra seasoning on top. And it's so good.
Sounds yummy.
Yeah,
that
so you could use your salsa.
Now, is it a purple sweet potato
it's
you're
not.
Using?
It's not. We didn't use purple sweet potatoes.
Fresh Market in Bedford has had purple sweet potatoes for the past
few weeks. I love Fresh Market.
Yeah.
That's like a picture when you go in there. You can take a picture. Stand, you know, when you come in, go to the left and just take a picture of that whole wall of all that fresh produce. I can spend hours in that.
And that's where you should also spend 90% of your grocery bill.
I do.
On the first aisle
but
in produce.
It's worth it.
Fresh Market where?
Yes. In Bedford.
It's open?
Fresh Market.
Fresh Market.
Oh, Fresh Market.
Yeah.
Okay,
not Whole Foods.
I gotcha.
Is opening in April.
So that's what I need to do. I need to go get a couple purple sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Make that. Don't tell my kids. I need to make that recipe and put it on the table and see what they say.
I got to imagine kids are like, purple food has got to be cool.
Yeah.
Right?
You got to report to us for that.
Okay, yeah. I might have to do that.
Send
so
pictures.
Fresh Market has them.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to try it. And you say they're so much better. They taste better, right? You said that? They're better for you or they taste
better? They're not as like soft and creamy as the orange sweet potatoes.
I like the soft and creamy part.
But I love them. They are such an intense color, purple, and purple's my favorite color.
It looked fake.
I know. And put it on your plate and it looks incredibly
beautiful.
It looks
neon almost.
Yeah. It was awesome. So So definitely,
already?
Yeah.
I know. It goes by so fast with
we
you, Steve. We love chatting with you.
So it's my last show of the year, I guess.
It
so
is.
Happy holidays. Happy yes. Hanukkah. Merry Christmas
definitely.
To everyone. Hope
happy
you have
New
a great
year.
Season.
Merry Christmas.
Give the gift of good local health. Buy a membership at the Manchester Food Co-op. Go out of your way to support your local businesses. This is a critical time of year to support your local business.
Website again for Manchester Food Co-op.
Manchesterfood.coop.
Manchesterfood.coop. Go get your membership. And give it as a gift even. My God.
Yeah,
it is
great, idea.
Great,
great
idea.
Great
gift.
Idea.
Thank you, Steve, very much.
Thank
We're
you
at
both.
The top of the hour. And when we come back, we'll be with Alyssa Van Gilder yes. of Apotheca.
One of my
in
favorite
Goffstown.
Places.
I love Apotheca.
Love.
I'm very excited. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.